Welcome to the DSS Inc. podcast series. Over the past year, DSS Inc. has achieved a number of significant milestones, and the company has gained additional momentum as it has evolved into the commercial arena, and it also celebrated its 30th anniversary. And today we're speaking with Rodney Neal, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing at DSS Inc., further about the overall evolution and future of the company. And Rodney, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have you. And let's start at the top, if you don't mind. Give us a little recap of some of DSS's 2021 successes and overall momentum.
Yeah, not happy to. An exciting year. As we know that the Veterans Health Administration has been in its modernization mode for quite some time. And it's funny, as we sit back and reflect over our years at DSS and how we've been engaging with the Veterans Health Administration, this is their fourth real iteration of modernization around their entire ecosystem, IT ecosystem. So FY21 came in with a little uncertainty, not really sure how things were going to align. However, the Veterans Health Administration leadership saw the value in which DSS brings. They continue with the national contracts that we have, both the clinical as well as their corporate portfolios, our products in which we've been able to bring into the VA and integrate into their systems, streamline processes, those continue to remain. In addition, there's been tremendous growth across new areas, addressing areas such as infectious disease, bringing about greater efficiencies and transparency in the operating room procedures, as well as looking at how do they, you know, manage the consultations that are transpiring, you know, between VA and in the community. So a lot of success there, and we're excited about where we're headed.
Yeah, that's great. And a lot of what you're saying really points to how the company is really aligned with the overall VA mission, and would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the core of our business. We've always, you know, taking great pride in being able to sit down and listen to the customer, really hear where their pain points are. That's pretty basic, right? However, really understand where they want to go and how do we help them transform. So when we look at those cornerstones of the VA's mission and those initiatives, one, obviously caring for the veterans. That's priority one. But then we also look at those key initiatives, and I'll just put them in some basic buckets around, again, modernization. We look at access to care. We take a look at how do you increase, improve providers' efficiency, improve quality, value, safety, those key pillars within a healthcare system, but also being able to create greater transparency beyond just the individual veteran, but the global population. DSS sits down on a regular basis and consults as well as advises, you know, our customers in these different areas. Being able to leverage commercial off-the-shelf, you know, solutions. How do you maximize those dollars that have already been invested in healthcare IT? How do you leverage that in your current ecosystem? But also, how do you map that to where you're going in the future? That's the cornerstone of our business. And I believe that's been the reason for our consistent success over the last 30 years.
That's awesome. Great rundown there, Rodney, too. And also a big piece of news from 2021 was DSS acquired SBG Technology Solutions, Inc. And this was a correct me if I'm wrong, a move to get more into the services arena. And
you are correct.
Would love to hear more about that.
Yes, Matt, you're right. SBG is the key piece of our business. Services, we knew, was essential. When we take a look at what the Veterans Administration was asking of industry, services was key. Services that bridge between Veterans Health Administration, the Veterans Benefits Administration, and the National Cemetery Administration. They're leveraging, of course, T4, the IDIQ there, in order to reach out to industry and to be able to bring in, you know, that expertise. That was a gap in our service, in our portfolio. Services are key. So we looked at SBG and we're excited about what they bring to the table. They already have subcontracts in the EHRM Modernization Program Management Office. They're doing work in other branches of government, such as intelligence and Navy, and boy, I mean, some really cool stuff that really expands our footprint. So SBG is a great fit. Same culture, family is the key. Man, the way we're able to work together and leverage our expertise is going to bring great things for both of us.
That's great. Thanks, Rodney. One of the interesting things that's happened with DSS is the evolution also into the commercial arena. So we'd love to hear more about that. And also tell us how this FedHealth IT legacy is really kind of the backbone or helping to propel you all also into the commercial space.
Yes. And that is a big piece of our future. And I think it's just, you know, mirrors what's transpiring in healthcare technology in general, where you focus on the patient, the customer, and seeing how services are now being rendered. We know that mental health is probably one of the largest burdens that this country has experienced in many years due to obviously various pandemics and just so many different events that have transpired over the previous decade. So when we look at our business and how DSS had been able to leverage our business in the federal government, and then we went over and were able to work first and foremost in state governments, such as Tennessee, state of Tennessee, state of New York, Idaho. And then we went into focus where one of our key areas of expertise is, which is mental health, the behavioral health space. We took that experience from the VA and we began working again with these states and counties, being able to bring these technologies to help, again, streamline, you know, their processes. And it's funny, if you think about where they were, a lot of these state agencies were really paper heavy. They were trying to become electronic. They were trying to digitize. They were trying to create, you know, a platform to where it brought about greater efficiencies and safety and same things in which the federal government was addressing. So we leveraged that expertise. We leveraged our expertise in development, developing commercial products, being able to leverage our expertise as an integrator, work with some of our same partners that have commercial off-the-shelf applications, integrate them into that one common platform first, which is what? Vista. So we were able to leverage our expertise between federal and commercial. Now what we've done, Matt, real quickly, is we've actually been able to migrate away from the Vista platform and build a complete web-based system that allows us to address the new demands of healthcare. And that's how we're advancing into the private sector.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Rodney, I really appreciate your time today. And for our last question, this is the future focus question. So really, I mean, health IT moves very quickly and there seems to be new things on the horizon that are kind of mind-blowing. And would love to get your take on the future of health IT overall and really how DSS is aligned for future success.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think it brings together some of the points I mentioned. One, we look at our DSS Federal and our private sector business, which is Juno Health, and we're able to leverage our expertise in bringing forward-thinking technologies to the market space. But if we take a look at where the future of healthcare is moving, it's empowering the customer, the patient, just like other, you know, sectors out there. So what we're doing with in healthcare is taking that focus first, taking it from the person perspective and not the patient. We're taking it from the consumer perspective. We're looking at how other industries are transforming, and we're starting to model and prototype in that same way. Low code, no code, leveraging digital platforms, being able to create applications that now allow the consumer, the customer, the patient to be able to have the care where they are at any time, anywhere. Same way we are as, you know, leveraging our banks or leveraging our entertainment apps. And so using that framework, we've now been able to start sketching out here over the next 3 to 5 years what we're actually bringing to the market, not just to the federal market, not just to the commercial market, but to the healthcare IT industry as a whole and how we can join those sectors together.
All right, perfect. Well, this concludes this DSS Inc. podcast interview with Rodney Neal, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing at DSS Inc. And as you heard, Rodney was kind enough to share his insights into the evolution and future of DSS Inc. overall, as well as share significant company milestones and how the company will continue to be aligned with the overall VA mission. And Rodney, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.